Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody. Well, I guess it's not morning anymore. It's 12 o'clock, so it's noon. So thank you for listening to the show. So it's still morning West Coast. So thank you for listening to the Curtis Harwell Show, and you are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Show. We have well over 5 million listens now, heading towards 6 million. So thank you very much for listening to the show. And I am your host here every day that we're on and every week, Curtis Harwell. So thank you again for listening to the show. I'm going to have another fantastic show today. And it's kind of, we've kind of been over some of these things before that we're going to talk about today, but kind of thought we'd throw them back out there again just because of the stuff that I hear every day with people all over the Austin area and all over the world and people that I work with. So I thought it'd be another good idea to throw these things out so we could get these myths taken care of for once and for all, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. So, if you'd like to participate in the show today, ask any questions or anything, and I'll try to get them on the air if I can. You can get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook. You can get me at Curtis Harwell BB for Bodybuilder on Twitter. You can get me at the Curtis Harwell Show on Facebook. And you can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit, Harwell Fit, all one word, on Facebook. So just ask any questions. I've got my producer. And she's perusing messages all the time. So, and if you'd like to call into the show today, you can call in at 347-850-8748. Kind of want to make a, you know, for me, I think it's a huge announcement because I've been doing the show solo for quite a while. We've had, you know, some hosts in that in the past. And our show has, you know, I've never committed the show to, let's say, just bodybuilding or fitness, and it's been an open forum show to where we talked about different things, but I never tried to concentrate on bodybuilding and fitness because of my, you know, quite honestly, most of my listeners are beginners, people that have been around for a long time, but I have never been able to find the right partner that I felt like that I meshed with, and that we had personalities that just kind of bounced off each other. You know, we're almost like ping pong balls. And so I've been searching and looking for someone, and I finally found somebody that we're going to do a brand new show once a week, a half-hour show once a week. And so I decided on, and she was a guest on a show a few weeks ago, Michelle Brent, IFBB Pro. And so it's trying, you know, what I'm trying to do is get two old pros together, discuss bodybuilding and discuss fitness too. But it's going to be open forum, unscripted, and I just think it's going to be a kick-ass show. We're going to come in and just bounce things off of each other, talk about the industry, talk about fitness, things that are going to make you a better person mentally and physically, and just everything. You know, we're not going to, you know, if you call into the show, send in messages, it's going to be a totally unscripted show. So I don't think anybody's going to be able to touch us. We're going to start right away with, you know, thousands and thousands of listeners from day one. So please listen into the show. We're still going to have this show here too. This show's not going anywhere. We're just doing an additional show, and it's going to be my co-host is going to be Michelle Brent, and I think Michelle Brent is going to bring lots of energy to the show. And we're like I said, I think it's just going to be one kick-ass show. It's going to be totally unscripted, you know, open forum. So please listen into the show. That's going to be starting next week. So I'll announce on Facebook and Twitter when the new show starts and day and time and everything. So we'll get that going. Our advertiser today, by the way, is Michelle's company, Michelle's Magic Morsels. And these protein cookies are made with that good old-fashioned taste, okay? And I got to tell you, everybody that, you know, I'm getting over and we're advertising for Michelle, she's one of our advertisers now, you know, everybody loves the cookies. So head over and again, check out IFBB Pro Michelle Brent's website. And it is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-S. Magic Morsels, magicmorsels.com, sorry. And go over there for the variety of flavors. She offers all kinds of different flavors. And then if you mention the radio show while you do your order, you'll get 3 free additional cookies with your order, okay? So you can't beat that. That's a huge savings, and the cookies are great. I love the cookies, and everybody, I've not talked to anybody that didn't like the cookies, and you can use these things for real meal replacements too, okay? So head on over to michellesmagicmorsels.com for some great cookies. Okay, let's jump into the show here. Again, you know, there's all kinds of fitness and diet and all kinds of myths out there, and they just don't go away. And part of the reason that they don't go away is because of faith, Twitter, social media. I would say also sometimes with trainers and gym owners and people running gyms, and they still believe in some of these myths. So I kind of want to, you know, go through these today because you need to stop them today. You need to stop these myths today. They're absolutely doing you no good, and anybody around you, they're not doing any good, okay? You know, if you've listened to the show, you know I spend my days training and teaching, you know, people in the Austin area where I live, in Texas, and all over the world, which means I'm constantly around men and women, boys and girls working towards their fitness goals. Now, whether, you know, their focus is training for an event, you know, or injury recovery, fat loss, muscle gain, I work with young and old men and women of all focuses. But somehow I keep hearing the same damn misinformation over and over again every day. Seriously. And even when I tell them that these things are not true, people just have a tendency when they get on Facebook or Twitter or on any kind of social media, Instagram, whatever, to believe it. If it's in writing, it's got to be real. Now, what I've done, I've compiled a list of the most prevalent fitness myths I encounter every day, and I'm going to follow that by an ice-cold serving of kick-ass truth to set the record straight for you, okay? Now, even though your brain isn't technically a muscle, sometimes knowledge is the most important thing you can bring with you to the gym. Okay, so let's start. And some of these, you know, aren't that big of a deal. But you know what? Sometimes people maintain and balance their workout sessions on some of these dumb myths, okay? One of the dumbest is, if I get sweaty, it means I'm out of shape. Okay. Now, the myth is many people start to feel self-conscious when they sweat during activity. Now, breaking a sweat, walking home with groceries, or waiting for the subway, if you live in a city with a subway or a bus or a taxi, doesn't make you feel like a supermodel. But when you know the truth of the situation, I bet you will be feeling less like a mess and more like a goddess, okay? Now, the truth of the matter is one of your body's main functions is to maintain homeostasis. Homeostasis basically means the body wants to stay copacetic. It wants to stay happy, which is a fancy, you know, again, scientific way of saying keeping things chill. Okay, now, body temperature or your body temperature is regulated in several ways, but the most frequently scrutinized is the sweat response. Now, sweat is used to cool your body. Okay? Now, not to get too scientific, but a liquid sweat or your liquid sweat evaporates from your skin. Now, the energy exchange costs your body heat and therefore cools you down. So as you begin to exercise regularly and with more purpose, you know, your body starts to respond faster to temperature changes, becoming more and more efficient at maintaining a neutral environment or homeostasis. Now, feeling embarrassed for sweating is literally apologizing for being healthy. Do not apologize. I know that that is a dumb myth. I get it every day. Okay, here's another one I get. You know, from you ladies, if I lift weights, my muscles will get too big. Okay, this is probably the most common misconception I encounter with you women every day. Many women believe that weightlifting leads to massive muscle gains, resulting in that stocky bodybuilder physique with ripping muscles to rival your favorite local firefighter. You know, and what do I say that? I wish it was that easy, because it's not, okay? The truth of the matter is to think that a few sessions pumping iron will turn you into the Hulk is like thinking that a few swings of the racket will make you Serena Williams. It's just not going to happen. It takes a lot of gym dedication to start experiencing noticeable muscle gains. Now, the female body isn't built to bulk up. It isn't. Naturally, again, the operative word I'm using here is naturally, because the amount of testosterone that you have naturally isn't enough to bulk up. So it requires even more concentrated effort and dietary changes for female weightlifters to start seeing progress. Okay? Not every woman wants, you know, a little tiny, you know, want to have little tiny Barbie arms. You know, I'm telling you, ladies, strong is sexy. There is nothing that feels greater and makes you more sexy, and just how you feel about yourself is when you're strong. And again, strong is sexy. Now, if you want a bicep with some strength, then more power to you, literally. Now the benefits from weightlifting are incredibly noticeable in other ways too. Now, adding an hour or two of lifting into your weekly schedule will not only help for bone strength, which is so important for you ladies, and also heart health, it will boost your metabolism even on the days you don't make it to the gym. So it's just like high-intensity interval training. When you kick butt, you know, on those weights, you know what? You're going to have a residual effect of burning fat and increasing your metabolism up to 36 hours after training. So get in the gym. Get on the weights. Get stronger. Get sexy, ladies. Now, here's another one for you. Spin class will make your legs bulk up. Oh, my God. Okay. A lot of people, especially you ladies, believe they can't take a cycling class because it only targets your legs and will cause, you know, those thighs, and they'll start being called thunder thighs to get too big. Okay, ladies, not true. Okay, it's just not true. In order to gain muscle mass, you have to break down muscle tissue in order to rebuild the tissue a little. That takes an intense and explosive exercise activity like a weightlifting routine. Now, the fact that spin classes are mostly zero-impact cardio already dispels this myth. even in a high-intensity class, you aren't destroying and building muscle as much as you are burning calories and strengthening existing tissue. Now, for further proof, go take a class and tell me, send me a message, call the show and tell me about how your genes fit a little bit better afterwards, okay? So try one of those cycling classes. I do them. They're kick butt. You can get cardio out of them, but you have to base your training session off of your heart rate, okay? Because if you're not pushing yourself in that class, again, if you remember a show that we had a few weeks ago talking about exercise and activity, if you're not pushing yourself in that class and it feels like a leisurely stroll, guess what? It's an activity. You are not doing exercise, okay? Remember that. You have to push yourself, and you have to maintain that, in my belief, in a period of no longer than 12 minutes, but I usually recommend around 20 minutes, but try not to do it less than 12 so you can get some cardio effect out of it. Okay. Another myth here, I have to eat less and work out more to get in shape. Okay. Many so-called dieters think that the only way to lose weight is to cut calories and exercise more. Now, there is a splinter of truth to this theory, but in practice, it's a little bit more complex than that, okay? Now, the truth is we've already have established that your body is a complex machine, and it wants to maintain, again, homeostasis or a homeostatic state. So when you are burning calories as fuel, your body immediately wants to replenish your tank. Now, your body stores this fuel as what? Yes, fat, as fat cells. Now, in a perfect and efficient body environment, you will put a calorie in storage for every calorie burned. Now, in order to deplete the fuel in the body, you have to burn more calories than you store. You have to convince your body to be an efficient machine. Always remember, treat your body like a machine, okay? You would not put junk in your gas tank to run your car. So why do you put junk in your face thinking that you're going to be an efficient machine? Not going to happen. Now, if you take this myth approach and burn more calories during exercise while taking in fewer calories from food, your body will start to go into survival mode. Few calories you are eating are most likely to be turned into fat cells for storage. And this is what I tell all of you all of the time. You have to eat. You have to eat 5 to 6 times per day. If you are getting the growlies, I don't mean hungry in your head, but I mean where your hunger in your stomach, you got the growlies, you are in survival mode. And what happens is the few calories that you do eat after that, your body will not use them efficiently for energy. Guess what? All of those calories are going to go right back to the backside of your butt. Instead, you have to constantly reassure your body with healthy calories from good carbohydrates and protein during the week so that it will avoid the survival mode and continues to burn calories without hoarding them for long-term storage. So if you think by eating one time per day or two times per day that you're losing fat, guess what? Fatty, you are getting fatter, not less fat. You have to eat food to lose weight. Now, if you're serious about fat loss or strength training, your best bet is always to plan out your diet plan and exercise with a professional or a trainer so that you will work in a healthy and lasting way. Okay? That is a toughie. I battle that every day. Okay. Okay, you ladies, here's a good one for you. And I get this all the time. And especially, I will say especially I get this from you ladies, anybody over 40. And you tell me, I can't do that. I'm a girl. BS. Bravo, Sierra. Women have limitations to what your body can handle that are out of their control. Not true. Okay? Saying that you can't do something because you're a girl is like saying you can't sing because your left foot hurts. It absolutely makes no sense. Okay? The two things are completely unrelated. There's nothing related there. Anatomically, women and men are different. But in terms of possibility, they are even. Okay? Understand that. In terms of possibility of what you can and cannot, you are even with us men, ladies. Don't limit yourself before you've even begun to try. Believe you can do it because you are a girl. And always say to yourself, not only I can, always think I will. Makes a big difference. You know, when you say I will, you will accomplish what you are trying to do. Another biggie, fitness myth, and I get this from my clients. I get this from clients that I've had. They've been clients of mine for over a year straight, and I still get it from them, no matter how much we go into this. Here's another one. You know, I meet you for a training session, and you look at me, and you say, you gained 5 pounds of fat this weekend. Okay. So you had a rough weekend. You may have had a gluttonous weekend. You may have had a long vacation for the weekend. And then you stepped on a scale, which I tell you not to do, and you saw that you, gained 5 pounds. You beat yourself up for the rest of the weekend, and sometimes you will even just decide to give up. God, that took a whole lot of brain power. First of all, you may have put on 5 pounds of weight. This does not mean you put on 5 pounds of fat, okay, which is the one you need to worry about. You don't need to worry about weight. And I've told you this from day one, everyone listening to the show and clients and people all over the world, don't worry about pounds. You're worried about fat, okay? Bottom line is it takes 3,500 calories to gain 1 pound of fat. Jesus, 3,500 calories. So to gain 5 pounds of fat, you're talking about 17,500 calories on top of your normal calorie intake. Jesus, there's not enough hours in the day to eat that much food. And I got to tell you, if you can find the time in the day to eat or in a weekend to eat 17,500 calories and not be sick in the hospital, kudos to you. I mean, that is just a heck of a lot of binging. And while I'm not saying it can't be done, the more likely cause of the increase on the scale is that you ate junk food, which contains lots of simple carbs, which were stored in your body as water, okay? So you probably feel bloated and bulky, and maybe your pants are even a little tighter than normal. But the simple solution is to just get right back onto your plan. Drink a little extra water and lower your sodium intake, and within a few days, you'll drop the extra water and get right back down to where you were. Pretty simple, ladies. I don't get this very much from guys, so I'm trying to not to be sexist here, but it's usually you ladies that will tell me that in a weekend you gain 5 to 7 pounds. Okay? Another a myth out there that just drives me up a wall is that you can spot reduce fat with exercise. Oh, my God. This is probably, for me, the one of the fitness myths I see and hear the most, okay? Now, I was just on social media this morning, and just saw one person after the next post the link to, I'm not going to say the site, that will, with exercises that target only the arm muscles. So you can lose that Hello Helen. Ladies, if you know what I mean, Hello Helen, as you wave your arm like you're saying, Hi Helen, and the backside of your arm waves like a flag, that's what I call Hello Helens, okay? Okay. This is one of the dumbest myths that you're going to spot reduce. And I can tell you, you can go on Pinterest, you can go on Instagram, you can go on all of them every day and see this crap. Okay. Now, as I talked about before, working a muscle does not make you lose fat in that area. Working that one particular area does not make that muscle reach out and eat the fat that is covering it, okay? Nor does it make it hot so that the fat around that muscle will melt. You can't burn specific calories in one spot. Your body just doesn't work that way. I don't care what anybody tells you. Okay, it just ain't so. And I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's an IFBB pro that's training you. You can't spot reduce. I don't care who it is. Okay? It's just not going to happen. Now, as I am sure you have all noticed, in your own bodies, we store fat in different ways, which is genetically predisposed. Now, what does this mean? If our mothers stored their fat in their bellies, guess what? You're likely to do it too. Does this mean that you're doomed to have a big belly like your mom? No. It just means that if you both eat more calories than you burn, you're likely to notice the fat building up in the same places. If this has happened to you, you know, and you put on fat, you have to lose the fat all over to melt, you know, it in your trouble area too. So you lose total body fat. And a lot of times, you usually notice it lastly in the area where you store it the most. Now, you must adhere to a healthy lifestyle to lose your muffin top with a combination of a healthy diet and exercise in combination, so that your body uses its fat stores as fuel. Now, it will burn that troublesome spot eventually, but you have to be patient, okay? Now, last thing I want to cover, the fact is that you need long workouts to exercise effectively, and it's not true, okay? You can do high-intensity interval training. You can do high-intensity training it is a form of exercise where you push yourself to your absolute max for a short period of time, followed by a short period of recovery. And this is called an interval, so you can do that instead of being on the treadmill for 2 hours. And I know you ladies, my clients that are listening today, you need to push yourself, when I'm not with you and you're doing that high-intensity stuff, make sure it is high-intensity, not the intensity that makes you feel good, okay? Well, I appreciate everybody listening to the show. Again, Michelle Brent's going to be joining me next week with a brand-new show in conjunction with this, so this show's not going to go away, and it's going to be a bodybuilding and fitness show. And I still think you'll all love that show, too. It's going to be open forum. So thank you very much. We'll see you later in the week. See you on the other side.